For BBS Radio, this is Health Frontiers, the broadcast that includes the healing wisdom of the ancients and the technology of tomorrow. And I'm Lexi Ross. Tonight's guest is Laughing Wolf, a herbalist who has adopted the Native American way of healing and claims that he can cure cancer and many of the so-called incurables. Good evening, Laughing Wolf, and welcome to
Health
Frontiers.
Well, it's a delight to be with you, Lexi. Thank you.
Well, you have, in looking through your book, you have quite a comprehensive overview on the various diseases, and I wondered how long you had been studying herbs and why you got attracted in the first place.
Well, you know, I started studying herbs when I was seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
That's
and I don't
amazing.
Know why. I just did.
What different kinds of herbs did you even know about at the age of seven?
Well, the things that grew on the farm where I lived were Didsbury, Alberta, Canada.
I see.
Yeah. And I just started studying herbs when I was seven, and I have been studying health for over 50 years. So I've got to know quite a bit about it.
Were you ever in the medical profession?
Oh, no, crumb. When the doctors get sick, they call me.
Is that right? I bet they do. That's great.
Well, they want to get well, and, you know, so they're not allowed to give the stuff to their patients because, you know, they want to give them everything that will kill them, but they like to have good things for themselves. That's why they won't take antibiotics, because they want to live.
Is that right? Your doctor patients don't take antibiotics?
No, of course not. So doctors won't take antibiotics. They're not crazy.
Interesting. Well, over the years, have you studied with any particular shamans? I know it mentions in your book that you worked with John Christopher for a while.
Yeah, he was my partner for about 10 years. Oh. And I worked with Gene, what's the one in Mexico? Clark. Gene Clark.
Oh, I don't know about him.
I worked with her for a while.
Oh, it's a her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and I've been, you know, and of course I worked with Bernard Jensen to some extent, and you know, a lot of people that are in the field that are good. Like Charlotte Gerson, you know, her father put together a really good program.
I know it.
And I've been using that for a long time, too.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I interviewed Charlotte several years ago, and she was in amazingly good health at the age of 75.
Yeah, of course.
She didn't have anything wrong with her. It was amazing.
Well, when I get to be 70, I'm going to be middle-aged.
That's great. both you and your wife have had cancer.
Yes.
And have healed yourselves. Can you tell us about those? Both of those cases? I think the listening audience would sure like to hear about that.
Well, you know, I developed prostate cancer intentionally because I wanted to see what it was like. And when I got it, I didn't like it. So I used a magnet about 3 inches above my belly button to cure it.
What do you mean you got it intentionally?
Well, I had known about how health to pre. Nobody needs to get cancer unless they want to. And cancer is, there's only one way to get it, and you have to develop some problems in order to get it.
You mean emotional problems?
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes. That's why there's a whole chapter in my book on intentions. You know, attitudes.
Uh-huh.
Attitudes are a big item.
Well, do you want to elaborate on that right now, or you want to talk to me about the magnet? Because both of those ideas sound pretty interesting.
Well, I've been using magnets for a long time, and you know, there's two sides to a magnet: the side that attracts things, and the side that reduces things. So the side that increases things, and the side that reduces things.
Right.
And so I put this thing on 3 inches above my belly button, where the energy is stored.
Right.
So I put the south side on. It was so it would increase my immune system.
Uh-huh.
See, okay, cancer is caused by one thing only, and that is a reduced immune system. Everybody has a problem with immunity all the time, or they have, I should say, everybody has cancer in their body all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, their whole life. And the only time it becomes a problem is when their immune system goes down. So you have to reduce your immune system somehow in order to get cancer.
So, but you didn't do that on purpose.
Sure I did. I wanted to, it was like to have some, have prostate cancer.
I mean, I didn't pick
the prostate, but that was what turned out. See, the cancer always shows up in the weakest place in the body.
Right. Well, so how long did it take you to cure your cancer, and were there any other methods that you used at the time?
Well, with the magnet, it took 6 months. I have a program.
You weren't using anything else but the magnet?
That's all. Yeah. And I have a program to get rid of cancer completely in 8 days.
Really?
Yeah, that's not in the book that you looked at, but it's something I've developed since then. And it completely gets rid of cancer in 8 days.
Well, that's pretty amazing. Is it an all-herbal program, or does it entail detoxification? By the way, the book that you were kind enough to send me was The Cancer Death Sentence is a Myth. And I think that's a really important factor here, because so many people believe when their doctors tell them they're going to die of cancer if they don't take chemo or radiation. And, you know, to me, I think that cancer is just a signal that the body's out of balance. And that it's
exactly. And chemo and radiation has a purpose, to kill them.
Yeah.
There's other reason for it. It's okay, the quack-quack drug pushers, the MDs, they have a purpose, and that's called $200 billion a year for look at your cancer in everybody that they run across.
Right.
And so the chemo and radiation is, well, like, remember when Lorraine Day had cancer? She was an MD.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, and she refused even surgery.
Uh-huh.
Surgery is harmful also. She got rid of her cancer by living correctly. And she refused chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery.
Well, I certainly would do the same thing.
Yeah,
me too. Going to the allopathic medical doctor would be the last thing I would have to do.
Well, an allopathic, you know, by the time people get to be 50 years old, they usually realize that the allopathic medical doctor is of no value to them whatsoever. Matter of fact, he's a very big liar.
Well, you know, you also said something about the fact that doctors take sort of a vaccine to prevent them from getting cancer, but that they don't administer it to their patients.
Well, yeah, and this guy that put that out, he wouldn't tell exactly what it was, and he wouldn't tell his name completely. So, and I have never, I've got to, you know, I know where to get the book, but I've never got it.
So, but I didn't realize that doctors received a vaccine to prevent cancer.
Well, it's not necessarily like, okay, have you ever heard of chicken soup?
Yes.
Well, chicken soup is put out for doctors, for them to keep them well. And there's no chicken in it, by the way. And I have a formula that is much better than that. And it's called Levita Wonder.
Well, I don't understand. What do you mean chicken soup without chicken?
Well, it's a formula of natural herbs and things that doctors take to keep themselves well.
And all doctors do this?
Well, I imagine, probably. You know, I mean, they're very careful. They're careful about their health. That's why they don't take antibiotics. They want to live.
That's very interesting. Well, so you don't know, I mean, specifically about this vaccine.
Oh, no. No, I never got the book on that. There's the first part in my book tells about it, and I've never got it. So
okay.
I don't know exactly what they...
Well, now tell me about your. I understand your wife got cancer as well.
Yeah.
And what kind of cancer did she get?
Well, she had cancer in the colon cancer.
Uh-huh.
And she took my program and got rid of it in a month or so when she met me.
Is that right?
Yeah, she didn't want it. She didn't like it.
Well, obviously, is your program all herbals? Is that what it is?
Well, it's all natural. I don't have anything that's poisonous. And, okay, are you familiar with the avian bird flu?
Well, I've heard about it, yeah.
We have a program that gets rid of it in 6 hours.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
I mean, well, it's being talked about a lot these days, and it's all a hoax, a giant hoax.
Well, that's what I understand.
Yeah.
That's the information that's coming back to me, is that it really is a hoax to try to get people to take vaccines that inject other diseases into their system.
Well, they're very good at that.
Well,
people take a vaccination. Okay, we have the six things that are number one killers for people.
Okay.
And one of them, of course, is vaccinations.
Right.
I mean, do you realize that 100 years ago, there was a book written that showed that vaccines were either useless or poisonous? And guess what? Hasn't changed a particle.
Well,
there's just a lot more of them.
Last week, I had Dr. Rebecca Carley on, and that was what she talked about. She talked about vaccine-induced diseases, and she says it doesn't really matter what vaccine you're taking because it breaks down the myelin coating in the cells, and it leaves you vulnerable to whatever disease your system is vulnerable to, that's what you will develop.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I think she's right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, can you think of one reason for a vaccine?
Not really. I mean, I took a typhoid vaccine years ago. We were living in Chattanooga, and we were on the lake there. And for some reason,
that's interesting.
Yeah, they decided that we needed to take the typhoid vaccine, and I didn't know anything about vaccines at the time, and I went and took it, and I got typhoid, and I was down for 2 solid weeks. I thought I was going to die.
Well, terrible. There's a real problem there because you, remember the 1918 flu?
Not hardly. I'm not that old.
You've heard of the 1918-1919 flu?
Not really.
That killed 40 million people worldwide.
No, I didn't realize that.
You've never heard of it?
No. It went in and out of my brain.
Okay. This happened in 1918 after the war, okay?
Uh-huh.
Or just after the war. And the reason was typhoid vaccination.
Is that right?
Yeah. There are two things that caused that flu. And typhoid was one, and aspirin was the other.
Really?
Yeah. Between those two, that was the cause of that 1918-1919 flu that killed between 40 and 50 million people worldwide, big time.
Wow.
And so that's, I brought that up because you mentioned typhoid.
Well, I mean, in retrospect, this was back in the 60s when I didn't really, know about the health profession like I know now. But, after I took that vaccination, I said to myself, I'll never take another vaccine as long as I live.
Oh, good.
There's something wrong here. Something's wrong with this picture.
Can you imagine anything as bad as a flu vaccine?
I would never take a flu shot.
Yeah, really?
And most of the people I know are intelligent enough to take not to take flu shots. It's the poor, senior citizens who believe their doctors are God and they take whatever they give them that wind up taking those flu shots. And, up the road, they develop a disease and die. Let's talk a little bit more about the emotional aspect of cancer and some of the feelings and, things that you feel are, need to be addressed when you're dealing with cancer.
Okay. I've never met anybody who got cancer who never had a vaccination, and I have never met anybody that had cancer that wasn't suffering from resentment. Isn't that interesting? Resentment is the number one, is one of the number one causes of cancer, resentment. So that's a big item.
Yeah, my sister died of cancer, and she was always very angry.
Yeah.
And I kind of knew when she developed it that she was suppressing all the anger in her body.
Exactly. And when you suppress something, you know what happens?
It manifests.
It controls you for the rest of your life. Anything you suppress, it controls you for the rest of your life. Got it?
Well, how do you suggest that people, you know, get rid of their angers or resentments? Do you have, you know, a specific way to deal with the emotion?
Well, you have to take care of it. You cannot suppress it.
I know, but when you say take care of it, what do you suggest?
Well, beat a pillow if you need to. I mean, you have to do something. You know, I get mad when if I get angry with my wife, for instance, I get mad at her and we have a fight, and I'm over it in 5 minutes.
Well, that's the healthy way to deal with it.
You have to deal with you cannot suppress anything. Suppression is I wrote a book on that.
On suppressing anger?
Yeah.
Or any emotion.
Whatever you suppress controls you for the rest of your life. There's a whole book on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I noticed, you had a couple of paragraphs about the fact that you didn't believe in kinesiology.
In what?
Kinesiology.
Oh, okay. I was a kinesiologist for about 12 years.
Really?
And I quit when I discovered that our success rate in kinesiology is exactly 50%, exactly the same as guessing.
Well, I mean, a lot of chiropractors use kinesiology to diagnose.
Right, because they haven't woke up to that fact yet. I mean, that took me 12 years of using it before I woke up.
So you don't use that at all in doing any kind, like say someone comes to you with symptoms. Okay?
Yeah.
How do you diagnose and decide what protocol? Because you have a huge number of herbal programs that I noticed in your book that you use. And, you know, do you have a specific protocol that you take everybody on when they have cancer? Or how do you proceed?
It's real simple. They have to tell me the truth, and I send them the stuff they need to get well. It's that simple. If they don't tell me the truth, guess what? There is a chance. I can't figure out a way to get them well if they won't tell me the truth. The truth is the key to the whole thing.
Well, and then you just decide the protocol from their symptoms then, right?
Well, sure. I mean, what they tell me is, you know, I have to know, okay, like root canals. Nobody with a root canal ever gets well and stays well, okay?
Why do you say, explain that? Why? What happens when you have a root canal?
Okay, I ask people, it took me 15 years to figure out a way to explain that. Anyway, what I do is write down the word root canal equals dead baby. So if you have a root canal in your mouth, it's exactly the same as having a dead baby in your body, okay? And if you have more than one root canal, you have more than one dead baby.
Well, how do you, when you say get rid of a root canal, how do you do that?
Pull it out.
You mean pull the tooth out?
Absolutely. I mean, okay, what the quack quacks did, the dentist, he went in there and took the nerve out of the tooth and left a dead bone in your face.
Uh-huh.
And you call it a tooth. It's not a tooth, it's a dead bone. And it has to be removed and the hole has to be cleaned. And so you can get your life back.
Well, what kind of symptoms does the root canal, you know, create?
Everything. I mean, okay, if you don't understand dead babies, I tell people, now go, can you drive a car? Yes, they always can drive a car. So when they're driving down the road and they come across a dead skunk, I tell them, please stop and pick it up and bring it home. And get about 3 dead skunks and put in your bed between you and your wife. And inside of 6 weeks, you will know all about death. Won't you think?
I would say so. That's a rather graphic description.
Well, I mean, you know, to try and explain root canals is quite an experience. And it took me 15 years to figure out a way to explain it to people. So people can get the picture.
So you don't think, no matter how sophisticated the methods of the dentist, that no, and how they seal off the canal area, that there's always going to be that problem, and it's going to affect all parts of the body.
Absolutely.
Just, well,
without a doubt, without a chance of a doubt at all. the dentist learned in 1923 that root canals are deadly poison.
Great.
Yeah. That's what happened in 1923.
Wow. What book is that in?
That's all over the place.
Really?
I wrote a book on teeth. So the root canal, nobody gets well with a root canal and stays well with one in their mouth. They can stay on my program, go on my program and get better. But if they have to get the root canal removed, otherwise they will die rather quickly. That's for sure. Guaranteed.
That's a pretty dramatic statement.
Well, that's the way it is.
Well, let's talk about some of the other things that will cause cancer that you...
Okay, now, you heard what I said. I never met anybody with a vaccination that had cancer without a vaccination.
Right.
Everybody has... The more vaccinations you have, the more cancer and problems, health problems, you have automatically.
Okay.
And, you know, when they give vaccinations to children, do you know why parents do that?
Because the doctor scares them into death.
Exactly, and they're trying to kill their kids. Because you take a kid, okay, you give them a vaccination when they're born, some vaccinations, a whole bunch of vaccinations, and they survive. They don't die. Well, a lot of times they do die, but, you know, sometimes if they survive, and then you take them to a quack drug pusher again when it's about 6 or 7 years old to get an antibiotic, and you know what happens? It's called diabetes 1.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's how they get it, and I've never seen it fail. I mean, every time somebody tells me they've got a child with diabetes, I tell them the story, and it's exactly the same always, every time. Always.
Interesting. Well, Dr. Carly says she has some homeopathics that can reverse the effects of vaccine. So.
Well, I have a program that reverses the effect of vaccinations.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to know.
Well, you bet. I mean, when you're being poisoned, you see, I have a formula called Lovely G, and it rebuilds the blood and the brain. And that gets rid of the problem with vaccinations completely. And, you know, like antibiotics. I mean, that's another thing. Anybody that takes an antibiotic has got to be out of their mind. They're suffering from insanity because everybody they know that ever got an antibiotic eventually died.
Well, I mean, everybody eventually dies. That's kind of a gross general statement. I mean, we're all going to die with something. Antibiotics certainly do upset the system, but that doesn't mean that you're going to drop dead 6 months later if you take it. I mean, I don't believe in taking antibiotics. I'm not saying that you're wrong, but that's sort of a generalization, you know.
Well, it's antibiotics are deadly poison, that's for sure. I mean, silver filling is a deadly poison. You know what a silver filling is?
Yes, mercury.
51% mercury. That's right. And that's a deadly poison.
Well,
and microwaves and cell phones, I mean, they're so deadly, it's shocking. If you eat out of a microwave completely for 8 years, you're dead. Got it?
Yes, I'm aware of that. People don't realize that microwave ovens deplete every bit of the life force out of food.
Yeah.
And they use them in every restaurant. So if you're going out to eat.
I mean, people have cell phones, and if they use a cell phone a lot, in 5 years, they've got a cancer of the brain.
Wow.
On the side of the head that they use the cell phone on.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's simple. It's very, very simple. It's simple. You have to simply stop doing all these things that are killing you and start doing those things that get you well.
Well, you mentioned about the clothing, things to avoid, you know, like toothpaste from, you know, regular stores.
Any toothpaste, all toothpaste is poisonous. Okay.
The stuff you get at the health food store?
Oh, yes, of course, because it has glycerin in it. Okay, glycerin is what makes it into a paste, and glycerin in the body You wash your mouth about 20 times to get the glycerin off your teeth. Okay? And glycerin prevents your teeth from re-enamelizing. Okay? Is that too simple?
Oh. Well, then
and polyester, polyester, how can you get anything more poisonous than polyester?
Well,
you wear polyester, you can't get well. It's just automatic.
It's very interesting because I bought a couple of nightgowns, okay,
mm-hmm.
about a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sleeping in these nightgowns, and I could not sleep through the night. And about, this has just happened recently, about 3 weeks ago, I just took the nightgown off, and I slept naked. And guess what? I slept through the night, and now I'm not putting anything on my body but cotton.
Well, good for you.
Yeah,
well,
I kind of came to that myself. I was so amazed at the difference in my sleep, I couldn't believe it.
Well, when you go to a motel, all the sheets that they use are 50% polyester. And guess, you have trouble sleeping.
That's right. That's exactly right. I can never sleep in a hotel.
That's the reason.
Well, you know, you might list some of the other things, like lipsticks and, you know, things that you've mentioned that help people prevent cancer. If you could just give us a list of those everyday things that people should be aware of.
Well, I mean, like things, cosmetics. I've never run across a cosmetic that wasn't poisonous. And you don't have to do things. You don't have to do everything to be well. All you have to do is, you have to do more things good than you do things bad. And then you're well. And if you do more things that are bad, you get sick. So you have to bring that in. Nobody can do everything right. Nobody. Not me or anybody. Nobody can do everything right. In our system, it's worse. It's getting worse every day.
Oh, absolutely. It's eating has become a risky business.
Yeah.
You can't eat meat because it's got RGBH hormone. You can't eat fish because it's got the mercury from the sea. You can't eat vegetables anymore because they nuke the vegetables and they last 40 weeks in your refrigerator. I mean, it's just scary.
Yeah.
Our whole food industry, you know, we can thank Monsanto for that. I call them public enemy number one.
I totally agree with you on that. And like, for instance, the immune builders. I remember cancer is caused by a lack of immunity, right?
Right.
Well, I have a list of immune builders that I sell, that I have available. There's 44 of them. Okay?
Wow.
44 units of immune builders, different things that you can use to improve your immune system. And you're familiar with Gulf War syndrome?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, those people are suffering from radiation, from depleted uranium in the stuff that they used. And it's
depleted uranium in the weapons that they were using?
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. In their bombs and their bullets and everything, depleted uranium. And it's destroyed Afghanistan. It's destroyed Iraq and Yugoslavia and all those other places where anything has been done. And in 35 states in the U.S. have a problem with depleted uranium. Okay. I have 16 formulas get rid of radiation. Okay. So I get rid of the Gulf War syndrome and it takes about 3 months. So nobody needs to have these problems. Pardon?
It's just a combination of herbal formulas?
Well, they're all natural things.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you have, in your book you talk about the so-called incurable diseases, and you're saying that there really are no incurable diseases, that everything is treated properly and the body is detoxed properly.
Yes, I don't have a single thing that can't be cured. Everything is curable.
Even diseases like meningitis or
yes.
Parkinson's or
yes.
Alzheimer's.
Yes.
You're saying all of those can be cured.
Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like diabetes, we cure in 30 days.
Really? That's just amazing.
And it's gone. I mean, completely gone. Who wants to have diabetes? But most people with diabetes, think they have to have it, so they will not do anything to get rid of it.
Well, in your program of detox and whatever, do you put people on a fasting regimen?
Juicing is the most important thing that I would say. When you're sick, you must not eat. Okay?
Okay.
You must juice. Fresh juice, and you drink your 8 ounces of fresh juice within 15 minutes of making it. And that is a major part of getting well. You know, and that comes from Gerson, who developed that program.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Dr. Gerson actually was the first person to ever test how the various foods reacted in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And he started healing. In fact, he was healing tuberculosis in the 1930s and 40s when no other doctor in the world was healing tuberculosis.
That's right. And he even healed his own migraine headaches.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
In your juice formula, is it a carrot? Celery and natural, all vegetable juices. Is that
yeah? Yes, it is. And we try to get as much organic as we can.
Uh-huh.
And you make the juice. And I would say carrots are the top of the line. And I always put an apple in a carrot juice, which makes it easier for the body to digest it.
Uh-huh. What about somebody who does have, say, blood sugar problems or diabetes? It seems like, you know, carrots have so much sugar in them already, it would seem like that wouldn't be very healthy for the body.
Okay. Well, if they have diabetes, what we do is we have them put distilled water in the same amount as the juice that they have. So it reduces it to 50%.
Sure. Right.
And then it's fine.
Okay.
That solves the problem.
Okay. What role do you think that parasites play in the developing of cancer?
Well, everybody has parasites, okay?
Right.
But not everybody has a problem with parasites.
Right.
So I have a parasite program, a parasite powder, and you take that and find out if it makes you better. You know that you have a problem with parasites. And if it doesn't make any difference when you take it, then it means you don't have a problem with parasites. So everybody has parasites. Guaranteed. Every single person, every human being. I'm not sure about goldfish, but everybody else has parasites for sure.
Well, are you familiar with Hulda Clark's The Cure for All Cancers?
Oh, yeah,
she
sure.
She says that parasites are the source of all the cancers.
Well, she has the belief that everything is caused by parasites, and that's not true.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The parasites have an effect on everything. You better believe it. And so not everybody has a problem with parasites, okay? And she didn't know that.
Well, you know, years ago, and I've cited this before, I had the opportunity to talk to a forester, you know, a national forest person. And I had been up in a helicopter flying. I was doing a report for Georgia Power.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed this black, charred black stuff at the top of the trees, and it really disturbed me. So I talked to a forest ranger, and I asked him what it was, and he said, well, that's acid rain. And he said, what happens is that the acid rain burns the top of the trees, and then the ozone seeps down into the root system. And then the beetles come in and finish the job.
Uh-huh.
And
that's a nice way to describe it.
Yeah, and he said the beetles don't, you know, when people talk about the blight of the beetles,
uh-huh,
he said the beetles aren't the problem. The acid rain is the problem. That's
yep.
The real cause. And I started thinking about that in terms of the human body, and it would seem to me that if your body was out of balance or had some foreign substance like acid rain for trees,
mm-hmm,
that comes into your own body,
mm-hmm,
then and you start breaking down, then the parasites come in to finish off the job.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of inclined to agree with you. I think the parasites are the secondary layer, that you've already got the imbalance or they wouldn't be there.
Well, they're always there. everybody has.
Well,
therapy.
I don't mean, you know, I don't mean, I know they're always there, but I mean, they take over at that point.
Oh, yeah, they don't cause a problem unless there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, what about, you have so many methods in your healing, along with the diet, and I noticed that you had a chapter on hydrotherapy as well.
Yes.
So you might want to talk about that a little bit.
Well, okay. Hydrotherapy. I had a lady come to me one time with cancer, and she had cured it and then got it back. And she came to me because she wanted to get cured of her cancer. And I gave her a cold sheet treatment every other day.
Yeah, you need to explain that, because I wasn't clear. When I read your book, I wasn't clear what you were meaning by a cold sheet treatment.
Okay. You get in a hot bath, okay?
Uh-huh.
And in the hot bath is a lot of cayenne and ginger and hot mustard, okay? And
sounds like it would roast your tush.
Absolutely. We keep the person in there about 5 minutes longer than they can stand it. Okay? And then we get them out, and we take out this sheet out of this bucket of ice water. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And wrap them in this sheet.
Wow.
Soaking wet, ice cold sheet. And guess what? It feels wonderful.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, because they're so hot.
Does the ginger actually, you know, redden the skin to some degree? Or, I mean, it's obviously you're going to feel hot, but does it actually sear the skin? Not that the ginger.
Oh, no, it doesn't sear the, no, it doesn't hurt the skin at all.
Uh-huh.
Nope. And so we put them in that, we wrap them in that sheet and put them in bed and put them lots of blankets on the bed. So they get hot.
Uh-huh.
Very hot. And guess what? They sweat and sweat and sweat. And all this crap comes out of their body in the sweat. And the sheet will turn all different colors because of that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No,
and we do that every day or every other day for a week or two. And guess what? The person is well. That,
it's get matter it, what disease they have, or is that?
Oh, yeah. It works for most everything. I've never seen one anything it didn't work on.
Whose original method is that? Is that a Native American method?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I never tried to figure out who. You know, this has been going on. See, in the old days, like thousands of years ago, this hydrotherapy was a major part of healing.
Yes, I remember the spas used to do this.
Yeah. Big time. And, you know, it's hard to find something more important than hydrotherapy.
Well, and you also espouse lots of sunshine, too, which I was very glad to know, because I try to get at least 20 minutes every day.
Well, I tell
important.
You that the minimum you're allowed on the sun.
Whoops.
And hours is much better.
Say that again. There was a click on the line. I didn't catch
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Okay. When you, with your sunshine, you should get at least an hour of sunshine every day. And I've been getting sunshine about I've got this about 4 or 5 times in the last 2 weeks, naked in the sun this year, right? I mean, this is special.
Yes, it is. I love the weather this time of the year, but it's real hard to find a place to get naked when you live in the city.
Well, I have a spot that works beautifully, and so when the sun comes out hot and warm and nice, I get out there and spend some time in it.
Well,
because it's that important. The sun is the best healer on the planet.
I believe that myself.
Yeah.
Do you have a spa where people can come and go through these cleansing processes?
I used to have it, but so few people took advantage of it. I've stopped doing it. I've ignored it. Because,
what a shame.
Pardon?
I said, what a shame.
Yeah. Well, people are not interested in, they don't have enough. People think that they should get all their health formulas free, and we can't quite do that.
Well, they don't mind paying doctors.
And they pay through huge amounts through insurance, and, you know, and of course, you know, what I do, the insurance doesn't cover it.
I know. That's
and to, you know, so the, you know, and people pay huge amounts of money for cars and houses and things. And of course, when they're dead, they don't need those things.
You're right. They have strange priorities. Well,
yeah, right.
They feel like they're paying their insurance premium, so they go to the doc. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've tried to get friends to go to holistic healers instead of going to their doctor, and they say, well, it's not covered by insurance. And they feel like they have to get the money, they've made an investment in their insurance and they want to get it back. And they
That's right. And they've spent huge amounts of money on their insurance. Yes, they have.
I know.
And people don't even realize that because it's taken out before they get their money.
I know.
You know, and so they don't even realize that they're paying for it. I mean, that's how stupid people can be. But you see, cancer, for instance, I mean, my programs work so well and so fast that people are just absolutely, I get calls every day from people thanking me for getting them well.
Now that's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine getting rid of cancer in 8 days?
No, it's really astounding. I mean, I can't wait to hear what you do.
Well, okay, here's what I do. I give them the Calm Super Booster. Now, Calm, COM, stands for Complete Ocean Minerals, okay?
Uh-huh.
So that's one of the formulas. Nature's Miracle happens to be a formula that gets rid of cancer every time. Always gets rid of cancer. And I have a formula that prevents cancer also. NDGA caps. And so if somebody takes this formula, they cannot get cancer. It's impossible. Okay?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Say somebody comes in and has cancer, but also has a gallbladder problem.
Yes.
Or a liver problem, or, you know, has two or three different problems. Because when I interviewed Charlotte Gerson some years ago, she had about 8 or 10 people come up and give their testimonies. And each one of those people that got up on the stage who would be completely cured of cancer had gone into the hospital. Some had diabetes, some had heart problems, some, you know, they had, each person that was on that stage had 5 different diseases, went to the Gerson Clinic,
yeah,
and they were healed of all 5.
Yes, that's always. Okay, let me give you an example. I had a lady who was 87 years old, and she had cancer and a number of other diseases, and she had no money and wanted to get well. So I told her, take like raw garlic, and she took 7 cloves of raw garlic every day.
Holy mackerel.
In 6 months, she was fine. All of her diseases were gone just from the garlic that she took, raw garlic.
Wow.
She could afford to get the raw garlic at the grocery store, and so she did it.
And it didn't even be organic. It was just
no, of course not.
Well, that should attract the listeners to run out and start eating garlic.
Well, you know, and I always ask people how much garlic to eat, you know, and for instance, people say, well, it tastes bad. It smells bad. Well, okay, the smell of the garlic, 60% of the value of the garlic is in the smell. So if you get garlic without the smell, it's no good. Okay?
So the pills that they sell, the garlic pills, are not any good.
Well, because they've taken the smell out, which is 60% of the value of the garlic.
I see.
And so if you have if you take garlic, you keep a little spice in your shirt. And when you meet somebody, you put in your mouth, and they can't smell your garlic.
A clove spice? A little clove?
Yeah.
A clove? Really?
Yeah. That you buy in the spice section of the grocery store. A whole one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have one of those in your mouth, and then people can't. Isn't that neat?
That's an excellent way to. You know, the other thing I wanted you to be sure and talk about, too, is, you know, with such an increase in breast cancer right now, I noticed that you were suggesting that women should not wear bras.
Well, yeah. Can you imagine anything stupider than a bra? Where did bras come from?
Well, I don't know.
They came from Hollywood.
Hollywood. I was going to say probably Hollywood.
That's right. They came from Hollywood. And all these churches insist that people wear them. So the churches that are connected to Hollywood are all requiring that people wear bras. I mean, and, you know, I mean, I run across people that wear bras at night when they're sleeping.
That's insane. It is. Yeah. But what does it do when you wear a bra? What does it do? How does it harm your breast?
The movement is essential. And with the bra stops the movement. And guess what? How do you get a bra that's 100% cotton? It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
Yeah, very is right.
Very hard. I mean, I can't even remember having seen a cotton bra lately.
Yeah,
well, first of all, you know, I shop in discount stores, so they're using the cheapest plastic fabrics they can make things out of now.
Yeah, yeah. And see, I don't have anything in my house that's polyester. Nothing.
Wow.
Except it's, you know, if the polyester is inside of the furniture and stuff, that's fine. It's the only time the polyester is a problem is when it touches your skin.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't have anything that's...
What happens when the polyester touches your skin?
It prevents you from getting well.
Wow.
I proved that. I had a guy...
How does that work, though?
He came to my place to get well, and on 5 days, he'd been taking my stuff, and he didn't get any improvement. He never got better. And I thought, oh, gosh, this is ridiculous. So I said, you know, what's in your clothes? And I saw polyester in all these things. So anything that has polyester on the label, I put it in the trash. Guess what? He was almost naked.
I bet.
And guess what? He got well immediately. I mean, if people take my program for 10 days and don't notice they're getting well, I want them to call me back so we can find out what we're doing wrong. And what we have to do is reduce the amount of poison in their life so they can get well.
Well, you need to talk about electromagnetic poisoning, too, because that's a real important factor. A lot of people don't realize they have computers, they have televisions. You know, you might want to comment on that for me.
Well, okay. If you have a computer, there's one solution to computers. And this holds for televisions as well. And that is you have to have it in the sun. If it's not in the sun, it's poisonous.
Really?
Yes.
Now, no one has ever said that to me.
No, and to see, if you have a window, it doesn't make any difference. The window stops the light from the sun. Okay? Do you ever notice that nobody gets a sunburn through the window?
Yep.
Well, it's because the light doesn't come through. The sun stops it. Eyeglasses and stuff. They're crutches that prevent people from getting well because it stops the sun from getting into the eyes. And the top place to get the sunshine is eyes and then genitals and back and then skin. Okay? That's the four ways that you people get the sun.
Okay.
So the number one is eyeballs. Okay?
So even if you have clear glasses, not sunglasses.
Any kind of glasses.
Clear glasses keep you from
getting... Yeah, and contacts. They keep you from getting the sun into your eyes. And that's poisonous.
Huh.
I mean, not only stupid, it's poisonous.
So, basically what you're saying here is that you have to get rid of all the negative influences, the food toxins, the environmental toxins, the soaps and deodorants. And
well, just a minute. The detergent. Do you know of anything any more poisonous than a detergent?
Nothing I can think of.
It's hard to find something more poisonous that's more poisonous than detergent, because detergent is a poison. And so that's why I have soap that is homemade properly, so it's not poisonous. Because when you buy soap in the store, it's poisonous. And shampoo.
Even the ones that you buy in the health system.
Yes.
Seventh generation and all those.
Yeah, they're all poisonous. And the shampoo, I mean, I tested 98 different shampoos, and I found 3 that were good.
Really?
And that's how important it is. And shampoo, if somebody's using a poisonous shampoo, they have a problem. It affects their body, their mind, their brain, everything.
Well, I've always tried to figure out how women could go in and get a permanent or dye their hair, because I knew that had to be the worst thing you could ever do to your brain.
I had a guy that was going to send me some hair one time to see. I use hair to find out what to give people to make them better.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, you know, he can't give hair because his hair has been colored. I said, well, how about pubic hair? And he said, oh, but that's colored also.
Oh, you're kidding. That's right.
I never forgot that because that was so shocking.
Well, listen, we're about to run out of time here, and I just wanted you to kind of sum up your whole evening. One more thing I did want you to comment on was seeds and how beneficial they were.
Oh, I mean, okay. Now, there's one thing that cancer, okay, you're familiar that vitamin C causes, a lack of vitamin C causes scurvy, right?
Right.
And, you know, we haven't mentioned that I have a phone number.
Oh, okay. You want to go ahead and get your number?
Yeah, my number is 800-241-5748. That's 800-241-5748.
Okay.
Okay. So back to the cancer. So cancer has a problem with a lack of a vitamin, B17, okay? And B17 is in all these seeds. And so if you don't get that stuff, guess what? You get cancer.
What are some of the best seeds to eat? I know apricot pits.
Well, apricot pits are the best, and the peaches and the nectarines and the apple seeds and, I mean, if you have a seed, eat it. I eat all the seeds because I like being free of cancer.
Absolutely. Well, as a wind-up now, what is your parting words for our listening audience?
Well, the most important thing for people to know is that we have a total cure for cancer in 8 days, and anybody can afford it. Nobody can afford not to do it. And it's that simple and that easy. And you said we have to stop doing all these bad things, but we can't. Everybody has to do some bad things. That's automatic. Okay? Like when you paint your house, the paint is poison.
Oh, I know it.
You know? So you have to tolerate that poison for a few weeks or months before you can, before it's not harmful anymore. So you can't, I mean, and this country is getting more harmful every day.
True. It's very, I mean, having any kind of construction done in your house and living in it is probably one of the worst things you can do for yourself.
Well, it's a problem. Yeah.
Laughing Wolf, it has been a pleasure to have you on Health Frontiers. Perhaps we can do this again sometime. And I just want to thank you for your time. And I hope people will tune in and call you. And if there are any in the listening audience that are having any of the diseases that you can cure, I hope they will call. And
okay, they're
so
all
much.
Curable. And I've written 94 different books. I have a cure for everything.
Okay.
And you can get a book on almost everything. And
okay. You
can, the internet has all kinds of things. There's about several hundred newsletters there that
people can
read.
I'm afraid we're out of time, so the listening audience are going to have to tune in to bbsradio.com. to see your website address, and this has been Lexi Ross with Health Frontiers, and it's time to say goodnight.
Thank you, Lexi. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.